This week's episode is sponsored by Signal. Signal is a cool new participatory arts podcast that just launched that uses narrative to invite listeners into a hidden world existing all around them. In each episode, there are little challenges and collaborative acts you can participate in the real world and online, and it looks like it's going to be very, very cool. We'll have a trailer for it at the end of our episode, and if you want to learn more and follow the instructions within, you can visit signal.com to check it out. That's SYGNYL.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Me and a You, episode 15. You.
Mm. 6:30 a.m. Wake up. 6:35 to 6:50 a.m. Shower. 6:55 a.m. Get dressed. 7 a.m. See outfit in the bathroom mirror. Try getting dressed again. 7:15 a.m. Maybe lipstick? 7:20 a.m. Wash off lipstick. 7:22 a.m. Wash off weird Joker smile left by smeared lipstick. 7:30 a.m. Oh, running late for work now. Let's see. Coffee. Bag, phone, car keys, and maybe just put two spare outfits in the car. Just in case. 7:45 a.m. Traffic. 8 a.m. Realize that even when this commute is over, dinner is still 11 hours away. 8:02 a.m. Stop to get coffee.
Oh, shit. Whitney. Are you awake? Whitney!
What?
It's the day.
No, it's not. It's 6:30 in the morning.
No, Whitney, it's the day.
Please go back to sleep.
Whitney, it's the day.
Why are you like this?
Whitney!
Oh my God, Kate, I love you, but if you don't go have your breakdown in the kitchen, I will smother you with this pillow.
I'll bring you a coffee when it's ready.
You're the best.
Just so we're clear, this is totally not a breakdown.
Kate!
2 sugars and a splash of hot water coming up.
Email sent Thursday, August 20th.
Hi, Kate. If the timestamp on that email you sent me last night is accurate, you're probably still asleep. So whenever you do wake up and see this, good morning. What are you up to for the day before we meet up? I know you mentioned a trip to the museum as a possibility at one point. If you go, you'll have to let me know how it holds up. I haven't been through since high school, but I have fond memories of the Batcave. It should be a normal day here. Nothing too exciting. I'm looking forward to dinner tonight. I'll Check in when I'm ready to leave the office so we can coordinate arrival times.
Look, my mom is always saying I'm supposed to enjoy my youth while it lasts, so in some ways, getting 4 hours of sleep is the responsible thing to do here. We're going to the ROM after breakfast, so stand by for dinosaur selfies as soon as I finish these pancakes. Looking forward to seeing you two.
Reasons tonight is probably not a date. An argument in an uncertain number of points. Point one, do you feel like driving back into the city later this week is not the same as do you want to go on a date with me, even if they both are questions? Point two, while do you want to get dinner is a little closer to a standard date-like invitation, eating food with someone isn't inherently romantic. Otherwise, I would have had to have some awkward conversations with several people in the company lunchroom. Point three, if two genre-savvy writers make plans and no one says it's a date afterwards, to flirt slash clarify the issue, it's probably not a date. Point four, not actually a new argument. I just want to note that I could have made things a lot clearer if I had thought of point three on Wednesday. Point five, I can't think of anything else to write here, but points one through three make for a fairly compelling case without additional evidence.
Virtual reality T-Rex selfie! Oh, man. This museum is great. The next time I'm in Toronto, we are totally coming here together.
Reasons why tonight might be a date. An argument in one point. Sometimes she says things like that.
Is that her car?
Uh-huh.
Remember what we talked about. You're going to be great.
Uh-huh.
And if you text me, I can have alcohol and ice cream delivered before you get home.
You're a really good friend.
I know I am. Good luck, nerd.
Thanks.
You know, she's probably gonna have to park at least 3 blocks from here.
Yeah?
So you should go meet her.
Oh! Right. Okay. I'm going.
Have fun!
Yep. That's a word.
Hey, I've got this thing I've been meaning to tell you. Okay. You know how sometimes you get, like, a feeling in your chest that... So, like... You know how if you put a frog in... Oh, God, not the frog. I want you to know that I... God, Ella! Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Sorry, did I miss your friend?
Oh, no worries. You're gonna meet her tomorrow. She said she wanted to give us some, yeah. I think she's going home to eat all of our leftover pizza while my back is turned.
Was it good pizza?
Honestly, it was only okay. It's the principle of the thing, you know?
Right, I get it. Did you have
you
a
look
good
nice.
Time at the... Oh, thank you!
Yeah, no problem. The lipstick is...
Oh, bad.
I don't think I've seen you wear it before, but it looks good. Nice color.
I'm glad you... Thank you. You look good, too.
Yeah. It's the hoodie, right? Nothing says fashion like museum gift shop.
No. I just meant... In general. You look good.
Oh. Hey,
I really like you.
I like you too.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, I do like you that way too, but...
I don't mean it like that either.
I'm... Okay, wait. Which like that did you mean? That... God, sorry, that's not English. What did you say?
I said I really like you, and I was hoping maybe tonight was a date?
Oh my god, I was gonna do this. I had a whole dramatic fanfic confession thing planned about how you're cute and smart and amazing and... And I didn't even let you pay for parking again.
So is that a yes or...
Yes! Oh my god, this is absolutely a date.
It's a date!
It's a date! Holy shit. Did you already know?
I wanted it to be, but I was worried I was interpreting things the wrong way.
No. Garrett's a werewolf, and I've had a big ol' crush on you for a while.
Were you really going to do a monologue about it?
I made some notes.
You could still do it.
By the parking meter?
Why not? Maybe that's our thing now.
I like how your brain works. How you always have something interesting to say. I've made so many posts that weren't even about anything, just hoping you'd talk to me.
No matter what kind of day I'm having, you can always make me laugh.
You make me laugh. Or just, like, feel better when everything's weird.
I like the way you smile when you're really excited about something.
You make me smile. This whole summer, you've been making me smile, and I guess it kind of freaked me out. Because you're out here, and I'm on the other side of the country, and I don't even know where anything in my life is going, or what any of it is gonna look like, maybe ever, but if I have a choice, I wanna go in whatever direction you're going, because you are cute. And smart and amazing, and I like you a lot, Ella. Like that. So yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking I'd say.
Kate? Would it be okay if I kissed you now?
Yeah, it'd be really okay. Toronto still smelled like hot garbage. There was sweat sticking down my shirt and traffic everywhere, and I'm pretty sure at least a couple of people at the taco place across the street were staring at us the whole time. I think you could tell that I couldn't figure out where to put my hands. And a lot of that was fine, because I still don't know a lot of things, but... When we kissed, I knew for sure it was only the first time. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Whitney is Misha's voice.
The voice of Tony is Ben Moody.
Hey everybody, it's Andrea here to do our last patron thank you of the series. I want to thank Rebecca Balfour for becoming our latest $5 patron, but I also want to take a second to thank everybody who has supported the show, whether financially through Patreon or through word of mouth or by creating fan content or any other way that you've shown your love for this project. We could not have done it without you. This is, in fact, the end of the series, but we will be back later this spring with a pilot episode for Selkirk, courtesy of the patrons. Thank you again so much. We'll see what comes next.
This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at @meandaupod.
Do you have your photo op ticket?
Oh, yeah. Right here.
Great. Thanks. Go right in through.
Hey there. I'm Kate.
Hey, Kate. So how do you want to do this?
Just like a regular photo?
Sure. One regular photo coming up.
Okay, everybody ready? Smile on three. One, two, three. Looks good. You can pick your print up at the main desk anytime after two.
Great. Hey, before I go...
Yeah?
Thank you. For a lot of things. Just... thanks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The varied texts of Signal have at times been lost, found, translated, forged, or otherwise mishandled. Listener, discern. If you wish to tug upon this thread, then please do not go to signal.com. That is spelt SYGNYL.com.